This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Waking up with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Ruby, welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Now, you've just written a book, A Mindfulness Guide for the Frazzled.
Yeah.
It's your second book.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, one other thing, I looked at it and I saw the cover. And I saw...
That's nice. You didn't read it.
I saw the cover.
Did you look at the pictures?
I looked at the pictures.
Yeah.
Rumination equals ruination. On the front.
I didn't draw the font, so I wasn't aware what was on the front.
That's hysterical.
Because I saw it, and we were thinking, we get stuck in rumination all the time.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest things we get stuck in. We're going to ask you, what's the trick for getting out of that repetitive cycle?
Yeah.
Of, you're in that anxious state, and you're constantly going through stuff. What's the way?
There's no answer to.
There's no answer.
Like, why aren't I thinner? Einstein couldn't come up with it.
One of the things that we do with each other, we met and we've sort of almost been like therapists to each other. It's
right.
been a great relationship.
Mm, absolutely.
Is we've started saying to each other, be curious about why we're feeling a certain way.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Be curious is the same as watching your mind. That's curious. Yeah, it's like taking your mind and putting it on a lab, under a microscope and watch. But not all day. You don't want to be a
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not watching it. You're doing it as an exercise as long as you do. You don't pump iron all day.
Yeah.
So for a few minutes a day, that neuroplasticity is rerouting your brain so that when the... Can you swear?
Yeah.
When
the shit hits the fan, you got the muscle so that you don't really get caught in, oh my God, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have done this. Nobody else has done this in the world. It calms it down a little bit. It's not such a cyclone. It's more of a little bit of a storm.
And resilience is there for
And resilience
because we
is
know
there,
how,
yeah.
How to do it. I feel sorry for kids growing up today with the pressure of getting the number of likes or
the
measurement
imagine?
Is
well,
on
it's
social
not even
media.
Kids. I count my likes. I'll put up a status update and I'll count the likes. And I'm like, I can't believe.
But isn't that devastating?
It's all about ego, right? But yes, absolutely.
It's devastating.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And people are sitting there refreshing. Oh, so and so liked my page.
If you ever heard somebody talking about you, you'd have a heart attack. And now you're getting the thumbs down. I wouldn't survive it. It's like getting bad reviews on a drip feed.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Yeah.
As opposed to in the paper.
That. Yeah.
Ruby, tell us about your show. It's all about the book Frazzled.
Yeah. It's on for 4 days at the Arts. Yeah. Well, it's. What can I say? If a show's funny and then the person says it's funny, it ain't funny anymore. So I laugh. I try to do what Bill Bryson does, who's my hero, which is really be funny, but talk about something interesting. So people have their mouths open, then you might as well put something in it. In their brain. And all this stuff about how come we think I'm not good enough, how come we're so busy all the time, how come we're competing with each other, who's stressing out the most, all those kind of things. But then I go off piece and I talk about, I don't know, my mother is always good material.
Oh, fantastic.
Always good material. And then I come back on piece. But I do give you tools to be able to deal with being frazzled. Frazzled is not about depression.
It's not?
No, frazzled is everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Okay, the world,
we're all frazzled.
Everybody, unless you live out on some sheep farm somewhere, and you don't listen to whatever, then don't read my book.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
As a matter of fact, you won't even know it exists.
But it's a perfect description for the world today,
God,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.